Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a deep dive into the world of luxury real estate. Specifically, we're looking ahead to 2025 and trying to understand some of the biggest trends. We've got a collection of articles from Pocket Listing Insights, a platform that's really known for its in-depth coverage of the luxury market. And get this, the U.S. ultra-luxury market saw over 1,700 sales last year, totaling a mind-blowing $31.39 billion. We're not just talking about houses here. We're talking estates, mega mansions, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it really gives you a sense of the scale we're talking about here. It's fascinating to see where the ultra wealthy are choosing to put their money, both in terms of location and also what they actually consider to be luxury these days.
Right. Like what actually defines luxury in 2025?
Exactly. And I think these trends offer a glimpse into the future, not just for this elite group, but potentially for the rest of us as well. You know how those luxury trends tend to trickle down eventually.
Okay, so let's dive into the details. One of the things that really jumped out at me from these articles is that ultra-luxury is absolutely booming.
Oh, okay.
Certain markets are just on fire right now.
Yeah, that's right. We're seeing incredible activity in places like New York, specifically Manhattan. The average price for an ultra-luxury property there is something like $24 million.
Wow.
Then you've got California, Los Angeles, always a hot spot for luxury real estate. And of course, Florida. Can't forget about Florida. Miami-Dade and Palm Beach are drawing in some serious buyers.
$24 million. I mean, it's hard to even fathom that kind of price tag. So what's fueling this surge in the ultra-luxury market?
Well, it seems like there are a few things at play. One of the biggest factors is just the sheer amount of wealth creation that's been happening. We've seen a lot of people making a lot of money in recent years. And that's definitely trickling down into the luxury real estate market.
Right. So there's more wealth to go around.
Exactly. But it's not just newly created wealth. We're also seeing a significant amount of intergenerational wealth transfer happening. Inheritances are playing a big role in fueling demand in this market.
So it's not just the tech moguls and entrepreneurs driving this trend.
Nope. It's a mix of old money and new money.
Interesting. Now, our sources highlighted Palm Beach as a particularly hot market, especially post-election. In fact, Sean Hannity recently purchased a townhouse there for $14.9 million. It seems like everyone wants a piece of Palm Beach these days. What do you think is driving this Palm Beach frenzy?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon for sure. I mean, Palm Beach has always been a prestigious destination, but it seems like there's been a renewed interest in the area.
Yeah.
Especially among a certain segment of the population.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Proximity to Mar-a-Lago is definitely a factor for some buyers. Being close to power, even former power, it holds a certain allure.
Right.
And then you've got Florida's favorable tax policies. No state income tax is a huge draw for the ultra-wealthy.
That makes sense.
So you've got the prestige, the tax benefits, and then just the inherent beauty of Palm Beach. It's a winning combination for a lot of people.
But it's not just about being in Florida, right? It's about being in the right part of Florida. Our searches mentioned that while Palm Beach is booming nearby, Miami-Dade and Broward counties are actually seeing a slowdown, especially in some segments like the entry-level home market.
Yeah, that's right. The ultra-wealthy have very specific preferences when it comes to location. It's not just about being in a sunny state. It's about being in the right neighborhood, the right zip code.
So we're seeing a real shift in what defines luxury in 2025.
Absolutely. Location is clearly still a factor, but it's evolving to encompass so much more.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What else is shaping the definition of luxury?
Well, one of the biggest trends is sustainability. Eco-friendly features are no longer just a nice to have. They're practically expected in luxury properties these days.
It's like luxury with a conscience.
Exactly. Buyers are demanding homes that are environmentally responsible. They want solar panels, geothermal systems, homes built with sustainable materials. It's all about minimizing their impact without sacrificing any of the luxury.
Right. It's got to be both. And alongside sustainability, there's a growing focus on wellness in these high-end homes.
Yeah, that's a huge trend. Homes are becoming these personalized sanctuaries designed to promote well-being.
So it's not just about the grandeur and the location anymore.
Not at all. It's about creating a space that nurtures both your physical and mental health.
Okay, so we've got sustainability and wellness. What about technology? How is that shaping the definition of luxury?
Oh, technology is playing a huge role. We're seeing this seamless integration of cutting-edge tech into these luxury properties.
Give me some examples.
Well, think about AI-driven concierge services that anticipate your every need, predictive maintenance systems that identify potential issues before they even arise, smart home systems that let you control everything with your voice or your phone.
So it's about creating a truly personalized and responsive living environment.
Exactly. Effortless luxury. That's the name of the game.
It sounds like a futuristic smart home taking it to a whole new level.
It really is.
And then, of course, there's the rise of branded residences. Those collaborations between real estate developers and fashion houses or hotel chains. It seems like everyone wants to live in a branded residence these days.
Yeah, there's definitely a certain appeal to it. It's about more than just the property itself. It's about buying into a lifestyle, an exclusive experience.
Like you're part of a club.
Exactly. A community of like-minded individuals who share your values and appreciate a certain level of luxury.
Okay, so we've talked about the booming ultra-luxury market, the evolving definition of luxury. All of that is super interesting. But you know what else caught my eye? This trend of millionaire migration.
Oh, yeah. That's a fascinating one.
It's not just about the traditional hubs anymore.
Right.
Like, for example, Austin, Texas has seen 110% growth in millionaires.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It is.
So what's attracting the ultra wealthy to a city like Austin?
Well, I think it's a great example of how the concept of luxury is evolving. It's not just about location or material possessions anymore. It's about finding a place that aligns with your values and your priorities.
So it's about lifestyle.
Exactly. Austin has a lot to offer in that regard. It's got a thriving tech scene, a vibrant culture, a more relaxed atmosphere compared to some of those traditional financial centers.
It sounds like the ultra wealthy are seeking out a different kind of experience.
I think so. They want a place where they can live, work, and play. And cities like Austin are stepping up to the plate.
It makes you wonder where else this trend is happening.
Yeah. Are there other cities that are flying under the radar?
That are about to experience a similar boom.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. We've seen how the ultra-luxury market is booming, with certain cities like Palm Beach experiencing a surge in demand. We've also explored how the definition of luxury is evolving, beyond just location, to encompass sustainability, wellness, and technology. And we've touched upon this fascinating trend of millionaire migration, with cities like Austin attracting a new wave of wealthy residents.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've only scratched the surface of this dynamic and ever-evolving world.
Right. When we come back in part two, we'll be diving deeper into specific examples of luxury properties, exploring the stories behind these extraordinary homes, and uncovering even more fascinating trends shaping this exclusive market.
We'll be looking at some truly jaw-dropping properties, ones that really push the boundaries of what's possible in the world of luxury real estate.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of The Deep Dive. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. In the first part of our exploration into luxury real estate trends, we talked about booming markets, evolving definitions of luxury, and even millionaire migration. Now, let's shift gears and get into some specifics. Our sources highlight some pretty incredible properties that really showcase what's happening in this world.
Yeah, these aren't just houses we're talking about here. These are statements. You know, they tell us about the aspirations and priorities of the ultra wealthy.
Okay, I like that. Statements.
Yeah. One example that really caught my eye is this project in Miami Beach. It's being spearheaded by this developer, Todd Michael Glazer.
Oh, yes. I read about that. He's the one who just dropped like $105 million on a waterfront property, right?
That's the one. It was actually one of the biggest transactions Miami-Dade County has seen recently.
Huge.
And Glazer's plan is even more impressive. He's going to demolish the existing structure.
Yeah.
And build a 50,000 square foot mega mansion in its place.
Wow. 50,000 square feet.
He estimates it will sell for around $250 million once it's complete.
A quarter of $1 billion. I can't even imagine what kind of person buys a house like that.
Well, consider the neighborhood. Glazer's new neighbors include David Beckham and Barry Diller. This is a real enclave for the ultra wealthy, a place where privacy and exclusivity are paramount.
Right. So it's not even really about the house itself.
It's about the lifestyle and the connections it affords.
That's crazy. The sellers, Sonny Khan and his wife, they bought that property back in the early 1990s for just $2.5 million. Talk about a return on investment.
It really is remarkable. It highlights the long-term potential of luxury real estate, especially in a desirable market like Miami Beach.
Yeah, Miami Beach is definitely hot right now.
And this Glazer fellow seems to have a knack for these high-priced renovations. Our sources mentioned that he recently sold another home on Tarpon Island for $150 million.
He's clearly tapped into something. It seems like he understands what this elite clientele is looking for. So he finds these properties, renovates them to the nines, and then flips them for a massive profit.
Absolutely. And his success speaks to the allure of Miami Beach for wealthy buyers. It's not the only high-profile sale in the area either. Remember Ken Griffin's $106.875 million purchase. These kinds of transactions are becoming more and more common.
Okay, so location, location, location. It's still a major factor in luxury real estate.
For sure.
But as we discussed earlier, the definition of luxury is expanding beyond just the address.
Right. It's about more than just the zip code.
Exactly. So when you look at these luxury properties, what other trends are we seeing?
Well, sustainability, wellness, and technology are front and center. Buyers are demanding homes that are eco-friendly, promote their well-being, and seamlessly integrate the latest technologies.
So it's not enough to just have a sprawling mansion anymore.
Not anymore. It needs to be a smart, sustainable, and health-conscious oasis.
It's a lot to ask.
But that's what buyers at this level expect. Think about it. A home where you can control the temperature, lighting, and security systems with just your voice. Your refrigerator orders groceries before you run out. Sensors monitor your health and alert you to potential issues.
That does sound pretty amazing, I have to admit.
It's about creating a truly personalized and responsive living environment.
Though I have to admit, the idea of my house monitoring my health is a little unnerving, but I guess that's the direction we're heading in. What about those branded residences we talked about earlier? How are they evolving?
They're really gaining momentum. These collaborations between real estate developers and luxury brands are all about creating an exclusive lifestyle experience.
Okay.
Whether it's a residence affiliated with a fashion house, a hotel chain, or even a sports team, it's about belonging to something aspirational.
Right, so you're not just buying a property, you're buying into a whole lifestyle.
Exactly. It's like you're buying into a community of like-minded individuals who share your values and appreciate a certain level of luxury and exclusivity.
I get it. It's like a status symbol.
Sure, there's an element of that. But it's also about the convenience and the amenities that come with these branded residences.
So we've talked about the booming ultra-luxury market, the evolving definition of luxury, and even millionaire migration. But our sources point to something else we haven't touched on yet, a potential record-breaking sale that could redefine the upper limits of the luxury real estate market.
Oh, yeah, this one's a doozy. We're talking about a spec mansion in Florida that could fetch an astounding $285 million. That's right, $285 million for a single property. It would be the most expensive residential sale ever.
Wow, that's even more than what Todd Michael Glaser is predicting for his Miami Beach project.
It is. This property is a testament to the sheer ambition and desire for extravagance that defines the top tier of the luxury real estate world.
Okay, before we go any further, I have to ask, what exactly is a spec mansion?
A spec mansion, short for speculative mansion, is built without a specific buyer in mind. It's a gamble, a bet that the developer can create something so extraordinary, so desirable, that it will attract a buyer willing to pay an astronomical price.
So they're basically building a dream home and hoping someone with incredibly deep pockets falls in love with it?
Exactly. It's a high-stakes game.
So what makes this developer think they can pull this off? $285 million is a huge risk.
Well, this particular property is situated on a private island in Manalapan, Florida, which is known as a billionaire's playground.
Okay, so we're talking prime location.
Privacy and exclusivity are absolute must-haves in this world. And this mansion has a unique feature. It spans the entire width of the island, offering both Atlantic Ocean and intracoastal waterway views.
So it basically has its own private beach.
Essentially, yes. Plus, it comes with a 20-car garage, a movie theater, and a 3,000-bottle wine cellar. The list of amenities goes on and on.
Wow. It's almost hard to comprehend the level of luxury we're talking about here.
It is pretty mind-boggling.
But it definitely makes you wonder, is there a limit to what people are willing to spend on these types of properties?
That's the question, isn't it?
Okay.
It seems like the ultra-wealthy are constantly pushing those boundaries, redefining what's possible. As their wealth continues to grow, we can probably expect to see even more extravagant properties hitting the market.
So this Manalapan mansion could be just the beginning of a new era of luxury, where opulence and exclusivity are taken to entirely new levels.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've spent this episode exploring luxury real estate trends, and in this final part, we're going to zero in on a property that's really been making headlines. A spec mansion in Florida with a potential price tag of, get this, $285 million.
Yeah, it's a figure that's hard to even wrap your head around. If it sells at that price, it would absolutely shatter all previous records for residential real estate.
It's just wild. So in the last part, you mentioned that this mansion is located in Manalapan, Florida, a haven for billionaires. What else can you tell us about the location? What makes it so special?
Well, Manalapan is an island town just south of Palm Beach, and it's known for its pristine beaches, its luxurious estates. and really an unparalleled level of privacy. You're not going to find bustling crowds or tourist attractions here. This is a place where the ultra-wealthy go to escape the spotlight and just enjoy a life of quiet opulence.
I can only imagine. So the location is obviously a huge draw, but what about the property itself? What makes this spec mansion so unique and potentially worth that record-breaking price?
Well, for starters, it sits on a massive lot that spans the entire width of the island. That means you have both Atlantic Ocean and intracoastal waterway views, essentially giving you your own private beach.
Wow, so you've got waterfront access on both sides.
Exactly. And then there are the amenities. This mansion is like a luxury resort unto itself.
Give me the rundown.
Okay, so we're talking 12 bedrooms, a 20-car garage, a movie theater, a 3,000-bottle wine cellar.
A 3,000-bottle wine cellar.
A 3D golf simulator, a bowling alley, even a salon. We're talking about a level of extravagance that's almost unimaginable.
It sounds like they've thought of everything. But beyond the sheer size and the amenities, what about the design trends? Does this property reflect those shifts towards sustainability, wellness, and technology that we talked about earlier?
You know, while the sources don't go into great detail about the specific features, it's safe to assume that a property of this caliber would incorporate those elements. You're going to have cutting-edge, eco-friendly technologies, wellness-focused design elements, and seamless integration of smart home systems.
So it's not just about opulence.
Right. It's about creating a living environment that's both luxurious and responsible.
I like that. Luxurious and responsible.
Yeah, it's a trend we're seeing across the luxury real estate market. Buyers are increasingly looking for properties that align with their values and promote a more holistic lifestyle.
I think this Manalapan mansion could really be a bellwether for the future of luxury real estate. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible, both in terms of price and amenities. But it also reflects a growing awareness of the need for sustainability and well-being.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. It'll be fascinating to see if this property actually fetches its asking price and what that means for the future of luxury development.
Yeah, it raises some intriguing questions. Will we see even more extravagant properties hitting the market? Will new luxury hotspots emerge? And will sustainability and wellness become even more central to the definition of luxury?
I think those are all questions worth pondering. As we've seen throughout our deep dive, the world of luxury real estate is full of surprises.
Well, this has been a fascinating exploration of the trends shaping the world of luxury real estate, from booming markets and shifting millionaire migration patterns to the evolving definition of luxury itself. We've uncovered some pretty incredible insights.
It's been a pleasure joining you on this deep dive.
The pleasure was all mine. And a huge thank you to you for listening to The Deep Dive. We hope you've enjoyed the journey.
Absolutely. If you were to invest in luxury real estate today, where would you look and why? What trends would you prioritize? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep dreaming big.